I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, everyone, gather around the microphones. It's time for Nerd News.
Nerd News, Nerd News, Nerd News with Tom. Yeah.
We got some interesting stuff today. We're going to start with Mars and the internet. There is a conspiracy theory going around about a photo from Mars. The Mars rover, believe it or not, has been, it's called Curiosity. It's been riding around in Mars since 2012.
Allegedly.
And it just sent a picture back, and people think it looks like a crashed spaceship or a missile that landed and did not explode. And you can see this. It's online. Some people think it looks like an unexploded alien missile. Other people think it looks like a crashed spaceship. I think it looks like rocks.
Yeah.
But I'm one of those practical, like, well, no fun at parties people.
You're very suspicious about a lot of stuff, and that's
good. I don't think suspicious is the right word.
Okay,
realistic is the right word.
Well, you're skeptical about a lot of things. You ask a lot of questions about anything. Like, you know, you wouldn't buy an Abflex online and think that it's going to change your abs.
You're right, I wouldn't.
I did, though.
And yet he believes we put people on the moon.
Ah, thank you.
I know can't we put people on the moon.
I believe aliens before the moon landing.
Okay, I'm not going to start a fight, but I know what I know. And there's a lot of evidence out there that can tell you. The biggest, simplest way to know we landed on the moon is that we were in a space race with Russia at the time to get there first. And if we had faked it, Russia would have called us out on it because it was, no one remembers or knows how stressful it was to think whenever the Soviets put Sputnik up, the first satellite.
He pushes buttons so quick.
It's so fun to stir the pot between them.
America was terrified that we had lost the space race.
Yeah.
And so it was a huge deal who got to the moon first, and Russia would not have let us lie about
it. Don't let them pick on you, Tom.
I'm trying to be nice to them. Okay, so anyway, we'll put a picture up of the rocks or the spaceship, and you can decide for yourself, but it is a big deal on the internet right now.
Yeah.
All right. Also, NASA says they think it's rocks, too, just to let you know. Now, this next thing is kind of cool. Researchers have developed a tiny sensor that can detect things in your body from a single teardrop. And that means for things like Parkinson's disease and a lot of other things, they won't have to do all of the different like blood draws and needles pokes. They can just put a little thing, little strip of paper like thing down underneath your eye and tell you a sad story.
But if you can't produce a teardrop, then they'll start poking you. And
makes you wonder how much this is going to cost, because they'll lose a lot of money not taking all those tests.
Yeah, but they'll make it back on this thing.
Yeah, it's $100 versus the test that would have been $100.
Yeah. You remember the COVID test? I hated that one. Because you shove that big old Q-tip all the way up your nostril and swish it around for about 4 or 5 times.
I kind of liked it.
Now, when I did it, it wasn't bad. But I had to go to a drive-thru to leave the country. And that girl, she shoved it all the way. I mean, I almost hit the gas. She said, put your car in park I do this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see why now. Because I was crying.
All right. And AI has invented something that people like better than any other thing out there. An artificial intelligence system just created a hamburger recipe that people liked better than the Big Mac in a blind taste test.
Huh.
It's called Burger AI. It was trained on over 2,000 burger recipes, and it chose from billions of possible ingredient combinations, and its goal was to balance taste, nutrition, and, this is stupid, environmental impact. And they say that it had a beef and mushroom burger that was as popular as the Big Mac, but reduced its environmental footprint.
Hmm.
I would like for them to use Burger AI to find me the best tasting burger, period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about environmental impact. I don't care about any of the nutrition. Yeah. I just want the best burger.
Mm-hmm.
And if it can do better than what's out there, I'll buy it.
How did they reduce the environmental impact?
Mushrooms is part of it.
Right, but the actual burger patty itself is also mushrooms?
It is made of a mixture of beef and mushroom.
Huh.
Can they figure out, if AI can figure out, if they can take all the calories out of the good food?
Wouldn't that be awesome if you could create a snack that people liked and you could sit and snack on it all day and it had no calories?
Beautiful. I'd have to listen to people chewing all day long.
Well, that's a good point, Kato.
We already have that here, Kato.
It's all morning, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mine have calories. I want one with no calories. The closest thing we've got is popcorn. And then if you take out the part where it has to taste good, then kale seeds.
What?
If you're looking for a snack that won't make you fat.
Okay. I have not had a kale seed.
I hadn't either.
You just don't know it. They're in salads and stuff.
Does it grow in your body?
No, it just poops out. It's like corn.
It's part of your nerd news.
No, y'all went here.
Oh, okay. Were you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Poop news. Poop. Nerd news. Nerd news. Nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
They mention whiskey in that song, don't they? Yeah, I want to talk about that in a second.
Says he likes his whiskey neat, which, if you don't know, means no ice.
Oh, that's okay. Cool.
That's a shot.
I thought he liked his whiskey sweet. That's what I heard.
Neat.
Is it neat? Okay, neat. I've learned something
new. Yes, because he says, you're too sweet for me. I like my whiskey neat.
Oh, okay.
She's too sweet for him.
Well, maybe I can educate you about some other things.
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of booze you drink. You drink enough, and you'll probably do something you regret. But there are different types of tipsy behaviors associated with different types of alcohol, and they've done some research on this.
Well, we all know tequila is ruin your life kind of alcohol.
Okay. It mentions tequila quite a bit in this information. Whiskey drinkers get arrested the most. Almost twice as many people said that they were drinking whiskey compared to rum in second place, and tequila was third.
I would guess tequila, rum, and then whiskey.
But I thought, isn't there something with brown liquors that it makes some people mean?
Yeah, and I really don't think the liquor is the cause. It's the person.
Yeah.
Because you can have a happy drunk and a mean drunk.
Yeah, but this is kind of interesting to see which ones actually result in what. Because I would have put tequila at the top of the get arrested list.
I know a lot of people that drink whiskey that's never been arrested.
I know, because to me, here's what I think happens with that. I think there's people who drink whiskey that are like connoisseurs.
Right. Yeah.
But then there's people who are like, I'm going to drink some Jim Beam and get drunk. So I think it depends on which whiskey they're drinking.
How about the moonshine?
I would assume that would be more like country boys sitting around just not going anywhere.
Yes, and my poker buddies, they were drinking moonshine out of a jar. And I'm like, that's disgusting.
Is it the real mountain moonshine?
Yeah, it's real moonshine.
Or you can't buy that in a liquor store. So if they're buying it in a liquor
store.
There's
both. Okay, I know you're the expert here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I guess the alcohol kills it if you're drinking straight out of the jar and just passing it down.
That stuff is so pure, you can set it on fire and you won't even see the flame.
I was at the beach during COVID, and the guy we don't even know is passing us a mason jar of moonshine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're like, it's COVID. And they're like, it's moonshine.
Yeah, ain't no COVID in that. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's going to kill it. There was a nice guy.
You know, you think about those mason jars, and your granny's doing her jellies or canning her pickles, and like someone's in there, I'm going to do some homemade moonshine. Okay, so vodka drinkers are the most likely to
be snobs.
Get naked in public.
Okay.
I would say that's true.
I would think that'd be tequila.
A third of people who streaked said they were drinking vodka when it happened.
I would have really liked to have known all this whenever I was young.
They say,
like before I got married and stuff. I would have known who to hang out with.
Well, the reason they say maybe because some of the younger people do the streaking, they tend to drink more vodka.
I don't think we drank vodka when I was young. Not as a rule.
Well, we had fuzzy navels.
Is that vodka?
That, well, you mix peach schnapps and vodka.
Cato could be a bartender.
Yeah. Or is it hairy navel with vodka?
If you want to know what's in a drink, ask Cato.
I don't know everything, but I always wanted to be a bartender.
Yeah, but yeah, fuzzy navel, I'm like, who named that one? Because that sounds disgusting.
You should try a buttery nipple.
I see, you don't even want to go here.
No.
It's good.
Okay, so these are liquors that we're talking about this morning.
Got you off.
No. You're almost most likely to get a tattoo. Oh, I'm sorry. You're also most likely to get a tattoo after drinking this.
Everclear.
No.
Because that's what happened to me.
Vodka. Vodka. 42% were drinking vodka when they got a tattoo. Rum was next on the list with 21%. Maybe they're somewhere like the Bahamas or something.
I'm surprised rum's not higher on all these, because that was a liquor we drank a lot when I was younger. Because it came in like fruity stuff, like rum runners and daiquiris. A lot of those. Yeah, it was a drink that younger people found more palatable because it kind of covered it up with the sweets.
Okay, you're most likely to set something on fire while you're drinking this.
Four Loko.
Good answer.
Okay. I don't know. Bourbon.
Fireball?
That's whiskey.
makes sense, don't it?
That's mm-hmm. what it actually is?
No, it's not. It's tequila. Okay. Over a third of people who started a fire, they just said they did it while they were drinking tequila.
Isn't there a drink where you set the drink on fire? Is that tequila that they put? I can't recall.
You know, I remember back in the college days, what was that Dr. Pepper, Tom, where they had like...
just dropped a shot of liquor into a beer.
But they would light it on fire and then drop it in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They called it Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
It took me a while. I didn't realize there was liquor in it. I'm like, I just want another Dr. Pepper, and I kept getting...
Okay. Oh, a flaming Dr. Pepper, yeah.
Okay. And then here we go.
Hawk's like, I don't know how they're setting this Dr. Pepper on fire, yeah. But I am intrigued.
Yes. Can you put some ice in it for me, though? Because I like my sodas with ice.
It's a little hot.
Yes. And then, what causes the worst hangovers? I've got the whole list here for you.
Cheap wine.
Okay, that is not it.
It's liquors. That's lying. Right.
Okay.
I don't get hangovers.
Tequila. Tequila was the worst hangovers, followed by vodka. Whiskey was next, rum, and then gin.
The weirdest shift into adulthood is one day you can drink Mr. Boston cheap junk that you can find from anywhere, and you wake up the next day and you're fine. And then one day you drink it, and you're like, this hangover is hitting as I'm drinking this. Wow. And that's how you know you're an adult now.
Can you put a couple of Advil in this drink?
That's not good for your liver, just to let you know.
It's not. Don't do that.
So here's the thing that I don't know exactly what all is in it, but this is the drink that has led to the most troubles in my life. The Long Island iced tea, and it's a mixture of multiple alcohols.
I learned that had alcohol in it, too. I'm like, sir, can I have iced tea?
I have done more regrettable things after drinking Long Island iced teas than any other drink in my life. They sneak up on you because you think you're drinking a mixed drink, but the only mixing going on is there's a bunch of different alcohols, and whatever is in that mixed up messes you up. You make bad decisions.
That's good.
I broke a foot once and didn't know it for several days because I dropped a big speaker when I was working for the radio station in Tampa. Dropped a speaker onto my top of my foot, and I was like, "Oh, it's sore." No, it was broken. It was messed up, but
you didn't know it
when you're on the Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, you go back to the doctor and he's like, "You broke your foot." Well.
How'd you do that? I don't have any idea.
How are we going to fix it? Put a cast on it? No, just give me another Long Island iced tea. Seems to work. I don't even know what happened.
Pain.
Yeah. But, and then the drink where it causes the most blackouts. Tequila.
Tequila, yeah.
Yes. Mm. Most blackouts.
So tequila and vodka sound like pretty good combo.
They're the nasty culprits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But those are the ones you tell the best stories about.
You did not mention Fireball, so I'm safe, right?
Yeah, you okay, Kate? Okay. You're healthy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Before you have kids, you need to take into consideration what it's going to require of you. the average parent loses about 6,858 minutes a year driving their kids around.
That's true.
That's about 40 minutes a day. That's a lot over a school year.
I did it. I was dropping off kids yesterday for art lessons, then going to drop the other one off to his friend's house, then driving back to the art lessons, then driving back to pick up the kid.
And that is something you're going to have to do for a pretty good chunk of their early life.
You're a kid's Uber is what you are.
I don't remember my parents driving us around a whole lot.
Well, because we didn't do that back then. Our parents didn't do that.
No.
They didn't love us as much.
But, I mean, we walked, rode bikes.
Okay, but nowadays it's changed, Cato. I'm surprised that your imaginary kids that you haven't had to do that.
They will walk. I'll send them to Harris Teeter, go to the grocery store, I need some eggs.
Wow, okay.
Well, 3/4 of the parents say back to school makes life more hectic. Of course, then again, they were complaining at the beginning of summer because the kids were home.
Yes.
So I think we just complain anytime something changes.
The good thing, though, about school is you know you've got that free time until they get off. Like you drop them off in the morning in Carline, you pick them up in Carline. So you've got those hours in between. With summertime, it could just happen all of a sudden. It's like, I need to go to swim lessons. Why didn't you tell me? And all of a sudden, you know, you're out the door trying to get them to swim lessons.
I think part of that's our own fault for letting them do that repeatedly, is they come to you at the last minute. My daughter's big about this. Oh, I got this project. I've got to go to, some craft place.
Hobby Lobby.
And I got to get the stuff.
Yeah.
And instead of being like, you know what? Too bad.
Right.
It's like we help them out of their binds.
Yeah, but you're not going to let your kid fail.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to is, yeah, you want to teach them and you want them to be a little bit more responsible. But when it comes to them failing a grade, nah, you're not going to let them
that's
do that.
That's why I don't help them with homework.
Because we want them to pass.
Well, they say that there's a lot of other things out there that the parents end up having to do for their kids that takes up way too much time.
Okay.
And these are things that you will probably end up doing, and some of it you might enjoy at the time, but when you look back on it, it's amazing what we do for our kids.
I remember when they were younger, getting them dressed. I mean, it took forever just, getting their clothes on and all that stuff. To get them ready to go to church, tie your shoe, and you're helping them tie their shoe.
They said making airplane noises so they'll eat their peas.
Meow. Do it, Tori.
It's odd the things we come up with.
What's your airplane noise?
Meow. It was a drive-by.
Okay.
Or fly-by.
Next time I eat lunch with my mom, I'm going to have her do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For me.
That looks special.
S and S.
Assembling products, toys, bikes, Lego sets. You're going to spend a ton of time doing that.
I did that. I told you my Christmas story. I spent $800 on a Death Star Star Wars Lego set. Got it halfway built. And I forgot he was coming home early. And he opens the door and I had it on the kitchen table. Oh, my gosh. It's a Death Star.
And that's when you say, you finished the rest.
It looked like the movie. You know how it's halfway built in the movie? But I made him wait until Christmas to get it. I did.
They say waiting in line for a 30-second ride at an amusement park. You spend hours doing that. Of course, people do that as adults.
But it's not 30 seconds at the big park. It's 2 hours waiting to ride around.
You misunderstood.
I did?
Yeah, you're waiting for a 30-second ride. You're waiting hours for that 30-second ride.
Okay, now I understand it. Okay.
All right. They said trying to get them to make their first poo-poo in the toilet.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing to me as a parent was that it turns out that some kids are afraid of going to the bathroom. And there was even a book out that was called Everybody Poops. Mm-hmm. And it was to try to teach kids. And I think South Park did a bunch of jokes about this as well, because it's like some kids freak out about it.
Well, they had a character, Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I can understand why the first time, because, as a little toddler or whatever, you're sitting there like, what just happened?
Well, they've been doing it all since they were born.
I know. But I'm like, there's got to be a count, like an age where it's like finally it kind of hits different, where you're like, okay, I don't think I was supposed to do that in my diaper. No.
Not like that.
It's like the first time, you know, you see, I don't know.
I can't remember the first time for me.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I remember your first time.
First time you crawl behind the couch and you're just peeking up over it.
What if we did that? You're at friend's house. Yeah. You stand in the corner. Your face gets red.
You're not getting invited back. They say all the times you have to install a car seat and strap them in every time.
My mom will be like, do you want to put the car seat in my car? No, I don't. No, no, I will drive everywhere until this car seat is out of my car.
I told you I was babysitting an old co-worker's son years ago, and she showed up at my house, and I walked out to greet her. She opened the back door. She goes, I didn't even have him strapped in.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He was an infant.
I've done that.
He's just sitting in the car seat, not even strapped in.
Worst thing is when I was buckling Asa in one time.
Oh.
And I clipped his leg, that little leg. Yeah. And he cried for 3 days, and I still feel bad. I mean, I carry that one with me.
You should if he cried that long.
He didn't really cry that long. But it was a horrible experience, and you feel the worst because, you know, they don't know. They thought you did it on purpose.
You know what sucks about car seats, too, is you get your car seat, you get the best, nicest, most safe one.
Yeah.
And 2 years or 4 years later, when you don't need it, and you're like, I'll sell this thing. It costs $500. And they're like, oh, that one's not safe anymore.
Exactly. Right?
And you're like, what? Mm-hmm. It was safe when I bought it. It was the best one. And they're like, no, there's a much safer ones now. Yours isn't even you can't even give it away.
Yeah. And then you'd strap his head back. You got like 65 belt buckles on it.
And then here's the last one I have and this is something you can make worse if you're not careful. Convincing them there's no monster under the bed or inside their closet or outside their window.
I don't know about that.
You can make it a lot worse if you go underneath the bed to prove there's no monster and then scream and yank your legs underneath like you got sucked in. It takes a long time to get them better after that.
Your kids are still going to therapy over that one.
I'm still going to therapy over it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
You know, you are more likely to die in June, July, August, and September than any other months of the year. And that's because there's a lot of accidents that happen during the summer. Of course, we were talking about fireworks.
Did you see the video of the little boy who put fireworks in his family's grill and they lit it up, the charcoal grill, they lit it up and it started going off. It was funny.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Yeah. Well, that's a great video.
So chances of ending up in the ER is 1 in 30,000 when it comes to fireworks.
I'll take those odds.
Well, here's some other accidents that happen usually during the summer months. Of course, we're not going to talk about swimming. That's a lot. A lot of accidents happen with swimming.
Why are you talking about it?
But this is close to that. Going on a cruise. You go on a cruise a lot of times during the summer months. Odds of falling overboard are 1 in 2.5 million chance.
Really? Because you see it happen.
Yeah,
I have friends that beg me to go on cruises, and I'm like, I will be the one to fall
overboard. Yeah.
I'm the one that's out at midnight walking around by myself.
Yeah, but they have a lot of things trying to keep you from doing that, so you have to try pretty hard.
They need to put some of those mesh tents on the cruise lines that you have around a trampoline. That way people couldn't fall off.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be fun? You do fall, but you just bounce back up.
Yeah, you bounce back up right overboard. That'd be fun.
That netting at Topgolf, just wrap it around the whole ship.
Yeah, just wrap around the whole cruise ship.
I mean, you know, people say that you don't realize you're on a ship. It's like a floating city with no laws.
Mm-hmm. They have laws, just not your laws.
Uh-huh. We talked about this the other day, and I thought it was kind of fun, but hammock-related injuries. Odds of visiting the ER due to a hammock-related injury.
Thank you, Cato, for that laugh.
Go ahead.
Do you not remember us talking about hammocks the other day when we talked about the banana hammock related injuries? That's what we're laughing about.
Oh.
I remembered.
I know, because you don't laughed at it. Oh, you said it.
I know.
I'd never heard anyone say banana hammock on the radio before.
And here we are, three times deep.
Apparently it's allowed now.
Oh, wow.
So hammock related injuries, 1 in 85,000.
Slipping on that banana.
No, it's not banana. It's getting in and out of the hammock is very dangerous.
Really? I mean, what is it, 1 in 30,000?
Yeah.
I'm willing to take that. I mean, I'm not going to get in and out of a hammock 30,000 times, so I think I'm safe.
We were at a condo in Myrtle Beach years ago, and our balcony, you could look down a little pond, and there was a hammock next to it.
Right.
The entire, I think we were there a week. The entire week, no one was able to get in that hammock. We would sit on our deck and on our porch and just watch one at a time, flip all the way or flip all, everybody that tried to get on it. And then they'd walk away and somebody else would come up, didn't know you couldn't get on it.
It's a challenge at that point.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's kind of like the games at the fair where they have the ladders there and they have one rope at each end of
it. That's hard.
And you try to go up and ring the bell and you're sitting there trying to balance it. That's the same experience you have having a hammock. All right, chances of hurting yourself while riding a horse.
Very high.
1 in 4,000.
See, that's much more than a hammock.
Now, I'm not talking about those little electronic horses out in front of Walmart.
Oh, well, never mind. Every horse I've been on tried to knock me off of it.
Every horse I was ever on tried to kill me.
I never fell off. I ended up on the side of the horse with my legs wrapped around its neck, but I'll pull myself back up.
Mm-hmm. I had one that just took off, and I'm like, stop. Why are we doing that? Where's the handle to turn this thing off? On a motorcycle, if you don't like what it's doing, you can turn it off. The horse kept running.
Mm-hmm. And summer-related injuries. Be careful if you're drinking out there. I know drinking causes a lot of injuries.
Well, you just wake up with bruises you don't know where you got.
Hey, y'all, watch this. But this is a different kind of drinking. Apparently, the odds of you visiting the hospital because of drinking straw-related injuries. Your drinking straw.
Straws.
Yeah.
You have a drinking problem if you can't drink out of a straw.
Well, you know, it pokes you in the eye sometimes.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's when it goes up your nose.
You go in too far, you misjudge the straw length, and you go, and all of a sudden it's hitting your uvula back in your throat.
Yeah, but it's dangerous without a straw, too. You ever cracked your tooth on a wine glass?
Ow, no, but yeah, that sounds interesting.
Well, odds of visiting hospital because of a drinking straw, 1 in 100,000.
Much lower than the hammock.
Just one in general, though.
And now you have those metal straws.
I hate
those.
I do, too.
I hate the metal ones. I hate the paper ones.
It tastes like you are, like, putting your mouth over a muffler or something like that. And you're in some kind of jump.
Yeah. Oh, that's a McDonald's straw, because they're real big.
I don't like the big ones. You don't get as much velocity. It's like it's just like drinking.
But I hate the little tiny straws where it's like, you know, you're damaging your lungs trying to suck the coffee or whatever.
Those aren't straws. Those are coffee stirrers.
Oh, never mind.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.